Ve'eschanan is an incredible parsha with numerous highlights, one of which is in Perek Vav, Pasuk He, right after the famous Pasuk of the Shema. We read, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha u'b'chol mi'odecha, the command to love Hashem with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and all of our means. The question is, what does exactly this entail? What does it mean to love Hashem? We hopefully understand what it means to love another human being. There are different kinds of love. There's parental love, there's romantic love, there's friendship love. But what does it mean to love Hashem? What does it mean to love someone we cannot see, that we cannot feel? And this is a question that not only I think many of us intuitively raise, it's a question that was raised by some of the Mefarshim, including, for example, the Mizrahi. So a question this profound obviously has many different approaches in the Mefarshim, but we'll study just one, that of the Shita, the opinion and the approach of the Rambam. The Rambam actually discusses this in a number of places, and I think understood in a holistic way, there is a profound, insightful, and sophisticated approach, just as we would expect from the Rambam. So in terms of the question of how one loves Hashem, the Rambam discusses this in two places. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in the Mishnah Torah, in Perek Beis, the Rambam tells us how one comes to love God. B'shosh yizbonein ha'adam b'masav u'ruav ha'nefloim ha'gadolim. If one contemplates and considers the incredible creations that God has created, you will be overwhelmed and awed from the creation, from the chachma, from the wisdom that went into the creation. She'ein la'erech v'lokates. They're overwhelming, they're incomparable, they're never-ending. And immediately, miyad hu ohev hu meshabeach hu mefo'er hu mit'aveh ta'ava gedola leida Hashem ha'gadol. You'll be filled with an overwhelming love of Hashem, and that love will fuel a desire to know more and more and more and to get to know more. When you see such incredible things, not only are you taken in by it, but you're taken in by it, and therefore you want to know more, and the more you know, the more you want to know. And it's a never-ending cycle, hopefully, of becoming impassioned and in love with Hashem based on this intellectual apprehension of Hashem. He also, in this passage, says that the same contemplation will bring a yira of Hashem, although that is not our topic, but his primary focus seems to be that by studying and contemplating and understanding to the best of our ability the wonders of nature and science and the natural world, that will come to help us love Hashem. And he concludes, Shiyu petach lemevin le'evov Hashem, that this contemplation, this analysis, this understanding will be a petach, an opening to those who will come to understand and love Hashem. And I think that metaphor, at least the way I understand it, that term a petach, is again, there's nothing guaranteed and it's not necessarily going to be uniform, but it's an opening that allows us to cross that great divide and somehow apprehend a little bit of who Hashem is and therefore hopefully come to love Him. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, right in the beginning, Mitzvah Saseh Gimel, the third mitzvah that the Rambam lists, he also mentions, again, the mitzvah of loving Hashem and discusses how one does it. Here also, he mentions yet again the impression and the importance, I should say, of contemplating the natural world. But here, there's a different focus. Shenisbonei v'naskil mitzvosav upolasav ad shenasgeu v'natani b'hasagaso tachlis hatanug v'zosi abba hamichuyeves. Again, he mentions the pulos, the creations of Hashem, but here the focus is primarily studying deeply and analyzing the mitzvos of Hashem. By understanding the mitzvos, God's moral will, that will also, the brilliance of it, the insightfulness of it, that will also bring one to Hashem. And in order to bolster this, he quotes a medrash in the Sifrei, which comments on the pasuk of Yehavtes Hashem Elokecha. So the medrash itself asks, Eini Odea Ketzer Oyves Amakum, how do you love Hashem? And therefore the medrash answers the very next pasuk, Voyad Vram Ha'ela Shanoch Mitzav Chayom Al Levavecha. These very things that I'm commanding you, the mitzvos, place them on your heart. Contemplate those mitzvos. Study those. Shemitoch Kach Makir Et Mish Amar V'haya Olam. And through that you'll understand the author of those wisdoms. But in other words, whereas the creation is an expression of God's natural will, the mitzvos are an expression of His moral will. And by studying and contemplating those, we get an insight into God, and that will hopefully bring us to love Him as well. On the one hand, these are somewhat different. One is talking about the natural world. The other one is talking about the moral world and the moral will of Hashem, the mitzvos. On the other hand, they share a common denominator and that they are both somewhat intellectual. By contemplating and studying in a deep way, that will come to lead to Hashem. However, it's interesting that when the Rambam, in a third selection, in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Yud, when he describes what love of God looks like, not how to get there, but what it looks like experientially, he speaks of something very emotional. He says, you should love Hashem with an incredible, overwhelming love, Ava Gedola Yisera Aza Ma'od, until the extent that you are completely connected, obsessed, we might say, in the vernacular with Hashem, and you love Him and you're thinking about Him constantly. You're constantly thinking about Hashem until you're lovesick. It's just like a man who becomes totally in love with, infatuated, obsessed with a woman. All he can do is think about this woman that he loves. So to that type of lovesickness and constantly thinking and thinking more and more about Hashem, that's the love of Hashem that we're talking about. On the one hand, this may seem like a little bit of a contradiction. The previous sources struck a much more intellectual, contemplative posture, and here the Rambam seems to talk about something emotional, to say the least, something intense, extremely emotional. But I think the answer is clear, and that is if we read the Rambam just a little bit further on in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Yud, the Rambam says explicitly that while the goal and it's the experience, this emotional connection to Hashem, any of Baruch Hu, you can't love God unless you know Him. In the memorable formulation of the Rambam here. To the extent that you know Him, you can love Him. We cannot know someone or something that we do not know. Only by knowing Hashem can we come to love Him. And therefore, says the Rambam, what are the two ways, the twin ways we get to know Hashem? Through understanding His natural will, the expression of the natural world, and His moral will through the mitzvot. So if we do those, which is an intellectual process, that will bring to the incredible emotional intensity of loving Hashem as described in Hilchos Tshuva.